can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Welcome once again inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf, pleased as always to be joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films and the man who watches as much tape as anybody in the league. Greg, let's talk about some linebackers today. And once again, we don't want to just run down a list of, right. of ranking players because different players will be ranked differently on different team boards. So we want to break them into categories, and we'll talk about the run and chase linebackers. And it starts with Ryan Shazier from Ohio State, who, as you pointed out, reportedly ran under a 4.4 40-yard dash.
Love this kind of talk, run and chase, scrape and flow. Can we whip out all the cliches first?
Whip it all out.
Okay. Shazier is your classic guy like that because Shazier really is a safety playing linebacker. I mean, I know he has his weight up to 230, give or take. He'll probably end up getting under 230 through the rigors of an NFL season. He's purely a stacked linebacker who has to be covered up so he can move freely when he sees what he sees. That's his game. He's a run and chase player, as you said. I think people might look at him similarly to when Levante David came out of Nebraska a few years ago. David probably is a little more physical naturally than Ryan Shazier, but Shazier is so fast and so fluid. You wonder if initially he'll start off as a sub-package player to sort of get a feel for the NFL game. But he'll need to get acclimated to the physicality of it. Even though he's not a physical player per se, and that's not going to be his game, it's just going to be a different game to him, and he's going to have to get used to that.
So could he or a player like Telvin Smith from Florida State, could they play inside in a 3-4?
On the blackboard, yes. Not likely.
Okay.
Because if you're playing a true 3-4, that means that the offensive guards are not covered.
Right.
And they can get up to the inside linebackers without being impeded. And you don't want Shazier or Telvin Smith, who's a longer, lankier athlete, but a similar style player to Ryan Shazier. You don't want them to have to initially take on an offensive guard. You want them to be able to read, react, and flow.
So this, once again, comes back to really the big picture thing we've been talking about on the film room. It's you don't rank 350 players on your board because you find the players who fit your system.
No, that's why this whole idea of listing players, which everybody does and everybody loves it because it's fun to talk about, is in some ways a waste of time because it comes down to how teams evaluate players based on adaptability to scheme. I've had many conversations with scouts who'll say that, hey, such and such a player, he's not even on our board, and that player might be a second round pick for someone else.
Right.
Because it's all adaptability to scheme. See, first we start with just looking at the player, seeing whether we like him as a player. But then when I watch film, I know the way I do it, and I can't speak for anybody else, is I think of how does he now transition to the NFL? Because that's what we're doing here.
Right.
We're not just trying to see what a guy does on Saturday afternoons. A lot of guys do well on Saturday afternoons. Not as many do well on Sunday afternoons.
I like to think I have a pretty good Saturday afternoon game.
I don't know where to go with that, Bo, but I'm sure you do.
All right, let's get back to the business at hand. The run and chase linebackers. Chris Borland from Wisconsin, interesting, under 6 feet.
Yep.
But he gets after it as good as anybody.
Yeah, and the name that's always thrown out with him is Zach Thomas, for people who remember Zach Thomas with the Miami Dolphins a number of years ago, an all-pro linebacker under 6 feet, great sideline-to-sideline pursuit, great play recognition, what we like to call instincts. Borland is one of those kinds of players. He's a really good player on film. He's a guy who makes a lot of tackles and the right kinds of tackles. He's not making them 8 or 9 yards down the line of scrimmage. He's making them in the box at the point of attack. His play recognition may be as good as any linebacker in this draft. That is so critical. Now, he's not the same kind of player as Luke Kuechly, but I remember talking to people about Kuechly when he came out of BC and talking to people now that he's in the NFL. And, of course, I watch him on film every week in the NFL. And Kuechly's just one of those guys that moves literally when the ball snapped. It's as if he knows what the play is. And Borland has similar traits. Borland seems to know what the play is the second the ball is snapped. He's in the right position. That makes up for the fact that he's not tall. Now, he's not a small guy. He's just not tall.
similar type player, but certainly not the same body type, Jordan Tripp from Montana.
Yeah, Jordan Tripp is a little bit different. He's about 6'3", 235 pounds, long-legged kid. He's a sideline-to-sideline runner, a pursuit-range kind of player. Not a lot of physicality to his game. He's not really a point-of-attack, take-on player. He almost defines the run-and-chase concept. I think early on he'd probably fit as a sub-package player. He played in space a lot at Montana. As I said, he's not going to step up and take on blocks. Wasn't asked to do that, really, but didn't show the ability to do it the few times that you saw it. He's the lanky, fluid, space-running kind of linebacker.
We continue to see prospects here who played for Chip Kelly at Oregon. So tell me about Bosico Lacombo.
That's easy for you to say.
That's right.
Lacombo, to me, is probably a sub-package player throughout his career. I saw some similarities to someone like Wesley Woodyard, who came out of Kentucky a number of years ago, undrafted, has had a very nice career as a sub-package linebacker, one of the best pure sub-package linebackers in the NFL. Lacombo, to me, fits that mold. Very athletic kid, runs well, played a lot in space, used as a blitzer, has a lot of good traits, but about 225 pounds, I think that's where he fits in this league.
One of the players who's maybe highly ranked at this position but doesn't get talked about too much, Christian Kirksey from Iowa.
Yeah, he's another guy because he's a mover. Great, great athlete, one of the better athletes at the linebacker position. He really played on the strong side at Iowa. That's not what he would do in the NFL. Again, when you think about where guys like that fit, he's a stacked linebacker probably in the NFL. In a 4-3. Can he line up over the slot? Yeah, he probably can. He did that at Iowa. But he is an athletic mover. He's not a physical player.
As we transition then to the more prototypical middle linebackers, it starts at the top with C.J. Mosley.
See, Mosley to me is a very interesting player. He played middle linebacker at Alabama and played it really well. From last year to this year, he became a much more physical player. They played a number of teams in the SEC, like LSU, that run ISO lead run games with a fullback. Mosley got much better at stepping up, taking on lead blocks with leverage, with physicality. You saw a different player this year than last year when he primarily played in their sub packages. But I personally believe that Mosley is athletic enough, which he is, to play any linebacker position in a 4-3. That's the way I see C.J. Mosley.
All right, pretty impressive. You would take him top half, at least in the first round, maybe bottom half of the first?
I think he's one of the 10 best players in the draft.
All right, beautiful. All right, how about two Pac-12 linebackers that maybe were compared a little bit? Shane Scove from Stanford and then Jordan Zumwalt from UCLA, who I know you like a lot.
Yeah, let's start with Scove. Scove, to me, is a really good player, but he's a certain kind of player.
Right.
I think he's a 3-4 strong side inside linebacker. That's what he is. For people to get an idea, think of the Steelers under Dick LeBeau, James Farrier, Larry Foote, those kinds of players. To me, Shane Scove is that guy. I think he could be really good at that role. I don't think he'll play in your sub packages. So he's really good, but it comes down to where do you draft a 3-4 strong side inside linebacker. And he, by the way, he could play 10 years in the NFL in that role and be really good.
Right. How about Zumwalt?
Zumwalt's a more athletic kid. He's a longer kid. He's a lankier kid. I think there's a lot more, I hate to use this word, potential with Zumwalt. Zumwalt, at this point, you wouldn't call him an explosive pass rusher, but the traits are there. And I think he can develop into that. I think there's some similarities with Zumwalt to Kiko Alonso when he came out of Oregon last year. Alonso, I think, is a little more dynamic mover, but I think Zumwalt has that within him, and I think he needs more refinement, more experience. But he is there's more to him, more uses, more flexibility to his
right.
game than Shane Scove.
As we continue dropping knowledge, tell me, give me your $20 on Andrew Jackson from Western Kentucky.
He's a pure middle linebacker. I think he's probably a 4-3, Mike. I saw Jackson, similar style player. Again, you know, I'm just giving people a sense of what I think he transitions as. I'm not saying he's exactly this player, but he struck me as like a Stephen Tulloch. who came out of North Carolina State, I think is a sixth-round pick, and, oh, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, has had a really nice career with the Tennessee Titans and the Detroit Lions as basically a 4-3 middle linebacker, kind of the short, squatty body, really kind of a box player. Tulloch has evolved over time and become more than that. I think Jackson can do that as well because he's got some short area quickness, used his hands well. His movement was a little deceptive, but at this point, he starts out being that guy. He'll play as in a base defense as a 4-3 Mike.
One of your favorite sleepers in the draft, Kyree Fort, California.
Absolutely. I was watching someone else against California's defense, and I got to tell you, I didn't really know much about Fort at all other than he was a Penn State transfer.
Right.
And he just kept showing up. I think he, in some ways, to me, is a lowercase C.J. Mosley. I think he could play any linebacker position in a 4-3. He was a complete linebacker. He ran sideline to sideline. There was some physicality to his game. I think he needs a lot more experience, but I think that the talent is there. He was 248 pounds now at the combine. So we're not talking about a 230-pound linebacker,
right,
which is why I believe that he has that kind of versatility to play almost any position in a 4-3.
All right, our final linebacker is a player who sort of defies being put into a box. Some people may even think down the line he might fit best as a pass rusher. Christian Jones from Florida State.
Yeah, he's a fascinating player because he's built incredibly well. He passes the eyeball test. He's very athletic. He looks the part. He moves the part. He was used in a variety of ways at Florida State. He did put his hand on the ground in a three-point stance and rush the quarterback. He played a stacked position inside. He played in a two-point stance on the line of scrimmage. He played in multiple areas. I think you have to define a role for him. Initially, I think that role, he strikes me because of his speed and range and movement as a runner. Maybe he's not the true run and chase, but to me, and maybe others see it differently, I think ultimately his athleticism is such that he could become just one of those physical run and chase guys that becomes really good down the road.
All right, well, linebackers galore in this year's NFL draft. Greg Cosell of NFL Films breaks it down for us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased.